Class 11, English Core. Book, Hornbill, Chapter 1, The Portrait of a Lady. Character sketch of Khushwant Singh. Khushwant Singh was one of the most celebrated authors of the Indian subcontinent. His sensitive, courageous, and frank writing has touched so many hearts. Khushwant Singh has contributed immensely to literature, especially to Indian writing in English. He entertained his readers with his candid portrayal of characters, realism, and satirical mode of writing. The matured and innate honesty of the writer has made him more comfortable dealing with the squalid as well as the beautiful aspects of life. Khushwant Singh, the narrator of The Portrait of a Lady, was quite sensitive and observant. In this excerpt, beginning with his grandmother's depiction, Khushwant Singh has candidly and frankly portrayed the true picture, and his perspective is completely true. He has made a keen observation of his grandmother and has beautifully described the details about many episodes from his past life that were related to his grandmother. He cherished the memories of his association with his grandmother as she nurtured and nourished him in the absence of his parents in his early childhood. His earliest remembrances are those of his grandmother reciting passages from the scriptures in a sing-song style. He was convinced that his grandmother could have never been pretty, but she was always beautiful. Her personality reflected her inner qualities, filled with love, peace, and serenity. His description of his grandmother's old age, her movements, her religious beliefs, her kind-heartedness to the stray dogs, her association with sparrows reflect his ability to describe common things with sensitive delicacy. Khushwant Singh was very much attached to his grandmother since his childhood. He went to the village school with his grandmother. His life continued in this fashion until his parents sent for him. But when they were called by his parents in the city, their intimacy collapsed. But the narrator always respected his grandmother. He displayed a gentle love and sensitivity towards his grandmother, whom he thought was quite old with antiquated ideas. Khushwant Singh has explored the interpersonal realities of contemporary Indian life and has avoided didacticism or moralization in his writing. From this, we understand that he was a great author, grandson, and an adorable human being. Character sketch of grandmother. Grandmother was an extremely religious woman with a strong character who spent a good chunk of her time predominantly in chanting prayers. She was a saintly woman, quite gracious and kind, warm, loving, available, and caring. She demonstrated a tremendous amount of love and selflessness. She devoted herself in looking after the narrator while he was young, and even when he grew up and became self-reliant, she remained a distant well-wisher as he pursued his own interests. Physically, she was a wrinkly woman with a puckered face, short, plump, and slightly bent while walking. She always had one hand supporting her back while the other was busy in telling the beads of rosary. She always wore a white sari with silver locks covering her face, due to which the narrator describes her as being a winter landscape in the mountains. Grandmother was beautiful because she exuded peace and contentment. Hers was an inner beauty rather than a physical one. She had a calm, composed, serene, gentle, and a reassuring face. Circumstances made all the difference. When the two moved to the city, there occurred a crack in their bond. But her concern and affection for her grandson never got affected. The following characteristics can be observed throughout the lesson. She was very kind-hearted to animals and birds, which is clearly seen from the instances where she fed stale chapatis to dogs and breadcrumbs to the sparrows. She found solace in the company of animals and birds when isolated. She had a unique relationship with dogs and sparrows, which she befriended. She spent most of her time reading the holy books, whether at home or in the temple. She was quite old-fashioned, accustomed to old traditions, and wasn't really interested in science and modern education. She did not like Kushwant Singh's leaning towards learning English and Western science and scientific principles in school. As a very pious and a religious woman, she disapproved of him taking music lessons. Her old, antiquated thinking style, not accepted change mindset, generation gap, all made her revolt the idea of learning music, as she believed music was the monopoly of harlots and beggars. As Kushwant Singh had begun to study subjects that were beyond her expertise and experiences, she destined to spend her time in spinning yarn using charka or spinning wheel and reciting her prayers. By the time when Kushwant Singh joined the university, they no longer enjoyed the easy, intimate camaraderie of their earlier years, as he was given a separate room and the proximity and approachability got snapped. The narrator always remembered and regarded his grandmother with gratitude, as she never stopped loving him despite getting alienated, but she loved him to the core. She never showed her emotions, but clearly loved her grandson dearly. Even when the author went abroad, she pretended as if she didn't care, but deep inside, she had a lot of affection and blessings for her dear grandson. All grandmother's actions demonstrated her fidelity and great love. She gave him a send off with a moist kiss on his forehead and gave him a grand welcome with drum thumping and bhajan singing. Despite her disagreements and conflicts, grandmother is purely a saintly woman with a heart of gold. Thank you.